Let's Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church and is designed to give you a bit of spiritual truth to consider each day, Monday through Friday. Today we will look at a few verses from Acts 2, but first let's start with prayer. Lord, I praise you that you're not silent. Please help us to hear from you today as we read your word and look for the piece of truth that you want us to grasp today. It's in your name I pray. Amen. A few weeks ago, my daily Bible reading plan included Acts 2. It's a familiar passage. This is where we find the account of what God did on the day of Pentecost. As I read this chapter, I thought about the fact that this passage is commonly remembered for the opening verses, where we read about several men who were given the supernatural ability to speak in various languages. But for some reason, it was the verses that followed that captured my attention as I realized that there's another miracle here, one that I nearly overlooked. What caught my attention was the miracle of hearing that occurred. Verses 5 through 11 describe it this way. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. It seems to me that God brought this crowd of people from far and wide to this particular place on this particular day so they could hear. Well, hear what? The message of the good news in their own languages. The question in verse 8, how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language, indicates that the message proclaimed was not falling on deaf ears, but real understanding was taking place. I just love the last part of verse 11, which says, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. There was not only genuine hearing taking place, but it was for a real purpose, so that residents from many areas outside of Jerusalem would hear. Really hear the mighty works of God, and then respond to what they heard. In fact, we know from the verses that follow that 3,000 souls came to trust in Jesus that day alone. Here's an example of people truly hearing and responding to the message of the good news of Christ. We know that this event in Acts 2 occurred at just the moment that God ordained for his purposes and to fulfill his plan. It's no accident that it occurred on this day, the day of Pentecost, 10 days after the ascension of Jesus, and following a prayer meeting that was held by a group of believers in Jerusalem during the intervening days. Clearly, this is no ordinary event. In fact, it's nothing short of supernatural when God moves on a heart so that a person really hears and responds to the message of the good news. This still happens today every time someone puts their trust in Christ. It's not uncommon to hear accounts of a person hearing the message of the gospel time after time, and then one day it happens. They really hear and respond in genuine trust and belief. Were they hard of hearing all those previous times? Probably not physically hard of hearing, but certainly they were spiritually slow to hear. This gives new meaning to Jesus' words in Matthew 11:15. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Well, so what? This is interesting, but why does this matter to us? I believe it matters in a most exciting way because every believer has the wonderful privilege of praying for God to open the ears of the spiritually deaf, just as he did on Pentecost. I want to invite all of you listening to join together in the serious business of praying for God to give hearing to the spiritually deaf. I would like to encourage you to pray. Pray earnestly that when God's word is read, taught, and preached, it will be heard, really heard. In fact, I'd like to give you a special assignment for this week. Today will be day 3 of VBS at Bible Fellowship Church. There will be multiple opportunities this week for God's truth to be heard through music, Bible lessons, scripture memory, and even in the game time and special snacks the children enjoy. Let's pray. Let's pray earnestly that many will hear, really hear, what God is saying. Remember, it's supernatural work when God's word penetrates a heart so that more than just mere facts are received. Would you commit to pray for this? Then let's not stop praying after this week of VBS. I encourage you to pray every time you personally open God's word. Pray that God will give you ears to hear from him so that you are moved by his word. I encourage you to pray whenever you're given the opportunity to share God's word with someone else. Pray that the listener will have ears to hear from God. I encourage you to join with other believers at Bible Fellowship Church to pray that many more will have ears to hear from God. There are multiple opportunities available in any given week to pray with other believers at BFC, specifically for the spiritual needs of our church family. Check out our website for the times and places we meet to pray together. Can there be anything more exciting than praying with other believers for a specific spiritual need and then watching God open ears that were thought to be surely deaf? Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. We'd love for you to check out the BFC website or download our new app for more information about the various ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, God still opens deaf ears.